A new, locally written children's book is getting kids to imagine the wonders of their first 9 months of life. Sarah Warriner has released Life on the Inside, a fun and interactive story bringing to life facts about a baby's experience in the womb, from how their heartbeat pulses at 3 weeks, to how their taste buds develop by the thousands at 11 weeks. My daughter's having children and it's always been something I've been fascinated with, the unborn life, says Warriner, who drew on her experiences both as a mother, as well as a pastor and children's program director. I thought it would be neat to write a book that talks about what's happening to the unborn child inside his or her mother's womb. To bring out some of those facts about the experiences the unborn is having, and to be able to put it in a kid's book that's interesting for my grandchildren. The book is geared for children ages 2 to 10, with a mix of photographic illustrations and I Spy search activities for kids as they flip through each page. It was actually really eye-opening for me as I did some research and then I tried to tell a story throughout the book, that whatever kids are experiencing the unborn are experiencing to some degree as well, and where that comes in their development, Warriner says. We ended up getting a professional photographer for all the illustrations in the pictures, so my grandchildren are actually in the book, acting out the different themes, she says. As a mother of 4 and grandmother of 6, Warriner says one of the biggest parenting lessons she learned was to be available for her kids and not overwhelm her family by being too busy. So that I was emotionally and physically there for my kids when they were growing up. Not to make myself too busy, or even to make them too busy, she says, adding support and presence from her husband, Tony, was also important. We had them pick just one extra activity outside of school that they could be involved in, not a bunch of different things, because we just felt it was important to have the family around the dinner table most nights. Affectionately called Mimi by her grandkids, she says that advice extends to being a grandparent as well, being available and helping as much as you can. I know it's not possible for everybody because they don't live close to their grandkids, but to be intentional about connecting with them is advice I would give, she says. Sometimes it's not easy, unless you intentionally set aside time, or days, where you go over and help watch the kids or they come to your house. Warriner will be holding a meet and greet and signing books this Saturday, December 3rd, at the Vintage Affair event at Evangel Downtown.